Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. The ACLU of Maine is holding a meeting via Zoom tomorrow to talk about their legislative priorities for this session. Quote, Maine's 132nd legislature is in session, and we're expecting over 2,000 new bills. The ACLU of Maine is hard at work in Augusta, supporting bills that protect and expand our civil rights and building coalitions to oppose legislation that threatens them, end quote. They invite you to join them for a virtual gathering to learn more about their top priorities this year and how they may affect you. They'll also be discussing their work with legislators and coalition partners and how you can get involved to support their work if you're interested. That's happening on Thursday, January 30th at 5:30. For more information and to register and get the Zoom link, go to aclumaine.org and click on the News and Events tab. The College of the Atlantic invites you to meet the lambs at their Rockefeller Farm, quote, Experience the joy of lambs and help welcome the newest arrivals at College of the Atlantic Peggy Rockefeller Farm on Saturday, February 1st and Saturday, February 8th from 9 to 11 a.m. The events, sponsored by the COA Food and Farming Workshop Series, are free, open to the public, and families are welcome. Join Farm Manager April Nugent, Assistant Manager Catherine Sullivan, and student farmers to see the flock cozied up in their winter quarters with ewes watching over their rambunctious little lambs and learn all about the lambs and the farm. Volunteer readers from the College of the Atlantic will host story times throughout the morning for our youngest farmers. If weather permits, the farm's hardworking tractor will be out on display as well. Visitors are encouraged to dress warmly and wear sturdy, waterproof shoes, end quote. Again, you can experience the joy of lambs and help welcome the newest arrivals at COA's Peggy Rockefeller Farm, that's on Crooked Road in Bar Harbor, this Saturday, the 1st, or the following Saturday, the 8th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., free and open to all, and you can get more information at coa.edu/PRF. In case of inclement weather, check the Instagram page for the Rockefeller Farm. It's at @Peggy_Rockefeller Farm, Rockefeller Farm. And that's on Instagram, and they'll be posting updates there if there is any kind of delay or cancellation because of weather. If the past few weeks have left you with questions about state powers versus federal powers, this month's Democracy Forum here in WERU is especially timely. The show description says, quote, For much of our nation's history, invoking state rights has meant opposing the federal government's efforts to abolish slavery and enforce racial desegregation, and supporting state laws that discriminate against various ethnic, religious, or other minority groups. But there's more to the history of states' rights, and there's a growing movement to invoke states' rights to defend a progressive agenda in the years ahead from the threat of a hostile federal government, end quote. Those issues were discussed by host Ann Luther of the League of Women Voters of Maine and her guests, which included a professor of law from the Center for Constitutional Governance at Columbia Law School, the executive director of the ACLU of Maine, and the climate and clean energy director of the Maine Conservation Voters. If you missed the broadcast of Democracy Forum, it's on the third Friday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. It's now available on our archives. You can find that at archives.weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.